Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew Podcast. Today's edition is a little different to usual. So it's just me, Andy. Other Andy hasn't joined me. He is somewhere else doing something else. And I'm here in the 24/7 prayer room in Exeter, which is part of St. Matt's Church. It's the first time I've ever actually come to a 24/7 prayer room. And in all honesty, 24/7 prayer isn't something I've paid that much attention to. And in a lot of ways, prayer isn't something that I've paid that much attention to. And like I'm sure many of us, I've kind of just made up how I pray as I've gone along. But I found out about this prayer room this week and thought, I need to give this a go. I had this kind of real kind of conviction that there was something here that was meant to be something I should do. So being the good person that I am, I went on the website and booked myself a slot at 7 a.m. to I could come here before work and start the day here. So for those of you who don't know, 24/7 prayer rooms are basically rooms that churches usually set up. They're usually rooms in their church building or church hall. Some have done it with kind of using caravans or kind of shipping containers and porta cabins and those kind of things. But it's a space that is set up and dedicated to prayer. So it's got, so the one in Exeter has got kind of a couple of sofas in it, some chairs, and then the walls are covered with things to help you pray. So there's kind of like a prayer wall where you can write up kind of your prayers and things that kind of God's saying to you as you're here. There's kind of chalkboards, kind of lots of space to do art and different things. There's obviously some Bibles, something to be able to play some kind of worship music with. But in essence, it's just a room that has been set apart for prayer and for coming into the presence of God and meeting with God. And this isn't something that I thought was really for me when I first kind of heard of them years ago. But there's something about being in here that does just kind of help you to relax, calm, find peace, and connect with God in a way that you don't when you're kind of distracted by things in your house or at home or at work or anywhere. It's just, yeah, and there's this kind of feeling that as you come in, you can feel God's presence, which is really hard to describe, but I hope you understand what I mean by that. So, yeah, this is just a short little episode just to let you know a bit about this prayer room. I'd really encourage you to check out if there is a 24/7 prayer room near you. Go on to the 24/7 prayer website. They've got a page where you can kind of search your local area and find your nearest one and then book into it. And if you're like me and you feel a little bit like, oh, maybe that's not for me, I'd say just give it a go. Find out what it's like and see if it helps you in your journey with God. Thanks for listening. Come back next time. Andy might have joined me. I don't know. He hasn't today, but he says he will. I'll leave it up to you to decide if you think he'll come. See you next time.